Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Coffee Break Spanish, Season 4, Episode 40. Bueno, Carmen, aquí estamos.
En el último episodio de la temporada, Mark.
No me lo puedo creer.
Madre mía, yo tampoco.
Una historia muy larga.
Sí.
De Rory, Alejandro y María.
Pero muy entretenida.
Muy entretenida y, lo más importante, con muchas, muchas, muchas expresiones interesantes y gramática complicada.
Y vocabulario y... Sí, sí, vamos, exacto. Muy completa.
Sí. We hope that you've been enjoying these episodes from Coffee Break Spanish. This is the final episode in our fourth season, when we're going to be finding the last part of the story, in fact. Today we're listening to a response from Maria to Rory, just as they get ready to head off onto the next stage of their journey together. Bueno, cuéntanos, Carmen, ¿qué tal estás?
Pues estoy muy bien, Mark. ¿Y tú qué tal estas semanas que no nos hemos visto?
Bueno, muy bien. Un poco cansado porque ¿sí? vuelvo de Berlín. Uh-huh. He estado en Alemania esta semana.
Sí.
He estado grabando material para Coffee Break German.
Ajá, muy interesante.
Con Julia en Berlín. Entonces lo hemos pasado muy bien, sobre todo porque es el periodo de los mercados de Navidad.
Ah, claro, claro, claro.
¿Se dice mercados de Navidad o mercados navideños?
Cualquiera de las dos opciones es correcta.
Muy bien.
¿Y me has traído algún regalo de Alemania?
Bueno, tengo algunos Lebkuchen. ¿Lebkuchen conoces?
Gingerbread, ¿no?
Gingerbread hearts.
Vale. Galletas, ¿no? Típicas
galletas,
alemanas.
Sí, claro, claro. Pero para después del podcast.
Vale, vale.
Muy bien. Pues vamos ahora a volver a nuestro texto de uh-huh. esta semana, que es, como ya hemos explicado, un
el
texto
último.
De María a Rory, un email.
Muy bien, pues vamos a escucharlo.
Amor. Yo hoy he ido a pedir el visado y lo tendrán listo para dentro de 2 días. Yo también he pedido el visado express. Tengo un lío de maletas en casa que no te imaginas. Mi habitación parece una jaula de leones. Ropa de invierno, ropa de verano, botas, abrigos, bolsos. A mí tampoco se me da bien esto de viajar ligerito, pero voy a llevar lo que quepa en 2 maletas. Una maleta de ruedas grande y una mochila de excursionista para ir de mochilero, como muy bien dice tu diccionario. Voy a comprar los billetes de ida desde Madrid. Tú te encargas de comprarte un billete Edimburgo o Madrid y el trayecto Madrid-Buenos Aires lo compro yo. Luego ya arreglaremos cuentas. Así pues, cuando tenga los billetes desde Madrid, te aviso para que puedas comprar el tuyo. Creo que lo más práctico es encontrarnos en Barajas, con tiempo para darte un abrazo, tomar un café y embarcar las maletas. ¡Qué fuerte, Rory! ¡Que nos vamos juntos a otro continente! Tengo muchísimas ganas. Mañana he quedado con mis amigas para ir de compras. Ya sabes, cualquier excusa es buena para vernos y darnos una vuelta por la calle San Miguel. A ver si encuentro un bikini nuevo, que el mío ya está un poco viejo. Y en Argentina justo empieza el verano. ¿Cómo está tu familia? Mis padres están todo el día pendientes de mí. Mi padre me deja el desayuno preparado antes de irse a trabajar y todo. Me imagino que les da pena que nos vayamos tan lejos y quieren mimarme un poco. Yo me dejo hacer. Ya sabes que me gusta que me cuiden. Cuando tengamos las fechas del viaje, deberíamos escribir a Alejandro para decirle qué día y a qué hora llegamos. Y, aunque tú ya lo conozcas, he estado mirando por internet. Desde Ezeiza, el aeropuerto internacional de Buenos Aires, hay que coger un taxi para llegar a la ciudad. Así que, si Alejandro está libre, le podríamos pedir que nos viniera a recoger, ya que vamos muy cargados. Creo recordar que él se ofreció, ¿no? Si no pudiera venir, no hay ningún problema. Tomaríamos un taxi, como dicen los argentinos. Creo que ya lo tenemos todo listo. En un ratito te escribo con los detalles de nuestro vuelo. Y en unos días te veo en Barajas. ¡Guapísimo! Empieza la cuenta atrás. Un grandísimo beso, aventurero. Te quiere, María.
Qué bien, ¿no, Marc? Empieza la cuenta atrás para su nueva aventura en Argentina.
Su nueva aventura, sí. Y pues no sé si nosotros podremos acompañarles a Rory y a María en Argentina.
Ya se verá, ya se verá.
Ya se verá. For now, let's come back to our text and we'll talk through the English version or at least an explanation of the text. So in this final email from María to Rory, she is updating him on her own preparations for the next chapter in their life together. She's been to organise her own visa ahead of their departure for Argentina, and she too has requested the express service. As far as packing is concerned, everything is up in the air. She doesn't know which suitcase to take, and her room is a complete mess as she tries to sort out her winter and summer clothes. She's not very good at travelling light either, but she's decided to limit herself to whatever she can fit in two cases.
A mí tampoco se me da bien esto de viajar ligerito, pero voy a llevar lo que quepa en dos maletas.
She suggests that she'll buy the one-way tickets from Madrid and that Rory should organise his ticket from Edinburgh to Madrid. She'll pay for the Madrid to Buenos Aires ticket, but they can sort that out afterwards. As soon as she has bought the tickets, she'll let him know so that he can buy his own for the connecting flight from Edinburgh. To be honest, we don't really need to know all this, but it's just all there in the text. María thinks the most practical solution would be for them to meet in Barajas, that's the main airport in Madrid, giving themselves enough time for a hug, a coffee, and to check in their bags for Buenos Aires. María is very excited at the whole prospect of going to live in another continent. Tomorrow she's meeting her friends to go shopping, and she admits that any excuse to see her friends and go for a wander down Calle San Miguel in Palma is a good one. She's going to try to find a new bikini since this summer is just starting in Argentina. So thinking both about summer clothes and indeed all the winter clothes that she and Rory will need for their year spent in Argentina. She asks Rory how his family is. Her own parents are looking after her very well just now. Her father is even making her breakfast before going off to work. She guesses that they're sad that she and Rory are going so far away and they're spoiling her a bit. And she's letting them do it. She likes being taken care of.
Yo me dejo hacer. Ya sabes que me gusta que me cuiden.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. As you know, this is a preview episode of the Coffee Break Spanish Season 4 course. But you can access the full course over at the Coffee Break Academy. This gives you access to the extended version of our lessons in which we discuss the full text. And we provide a transcript and bonus audio materials to help you practice what you've learned with translation challenges and further assistance. To find out more about how you can benefit from this course, head over to coffeebreakacademy.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. María tells Rory that as soon as they have their departure dates, they should write to Alejandro to tell him the day and the time they'll arrive. She knows that Rory knows his way about a bit, having lived there before, but she's been doing her own research and sees that they need to take a taxi from Ezeiza, Buenos Aires Airport, into the centre of town. It makes sense then, if Alejandro is free, that he could come and pick them up, since they'll have quite a bit of luggage.
Si Alejandro está libre, le podríamos pedir que nos viniera a recoger, ya que vamos muy cargados.
María is sure that Alejandro had already offered to do that. If not, they can always take a taxi. And that's about it. They're almost all set. She'll send Rory the flight details as soon as she has them, and in a few days she'll meet him in Madrid. The countdown has started for their next adventure.
Qué bien, ¿no? Buenas noticias.
Buenas noticias, sí.
Para ellos.
Para ellos. Quizás no para nosotros.
No, por eso especifico.
Así acabamos la historia, ¿no?
Me da mucha pena por terminar, Mark, pero estoy muy contenta por ellos.
Y yo también. Okay, let's go back and talk a little bit about one interesting sentence. In fact, a sentence that you've just read, Carmen, from María's email. And that is, le podríamos pedir que nos viniera a recoger. Now, it sounds like a simple phrase, but actually it's full of complex stuff. Le podríamos pedir. We're talking about when María is saying that we could ask Alejandro que nos viniera a recoger, to come and pick us up. However, we're thinking about the progression of tenses here. We're thinking about a subjunctive. We're also thinking about position of the pronouns, and also about how we translate this. So let's talk about this a little bit further. Le podríamos pedir. So to him, we could ask que nos viniera a recoger, that he came to pick us up. Now, first of all, Carmen.
Sí.
Why is it an imperfect subjunctive here?
Because of the conditional.
Okay, so this is our sequence of tenses.
Mm-hmm.
When we've got the conditional, and the conditional then has a verb that takes the subjunctive following it,
mm-hmm.
the verb needs to be in the imperfect subjunctive.
Yes.
Okay, so we could ask him, we would be able to ask him, le podríamos pedir que nos viniera, from the imperfect subjunctive of venir. It could also be the alternative one there, couldn't it?
Le podríamos pedir que nos viniese a recoger.
Viniese, that's mm-hmm. our alternative form of the imperfect subjunctive. Le podríamos pedir que nos viniese a recoger. However, let's simplify this and say we can ask him to come and pick us up.
Mm-hmm.
There we're going to change things. And let's see if our listeners can work this one out. We can ask him that he comes to pick us up, or we can ask him to come and pick us up. How would we say that in Spanish? Okay, Carmen, can you help us with this?
Le podemos pedir que nos venga a recoger.
Okay, so there we have straightforward present tense of podemos, from poder. Le podemos pedir, we can ask him, que nos venga, and that's our present subjunctive, que nos venga a recoger. So it's still a subjunctive because we're asking him to do something, which becomes asking him that he does something. Le podemos pedir que nos venga a recoger. Now, when you were translating that, you may have come up with an alternative, and that's to do with the position of these pronouns. Because while we can say, let's split it up, we can say, le podemos pedir, we can swap that around and say,
podemos pedirle.
Podemos pedirle. And equally, que nos venga a recoger, we could say,
que venga a recogernos.
So we can put our direct object pronoun, nos, at the end of the infinitive, and the indirect object pronoun, le, at the end of the infinitive of pedir. Podemos pedirle que venga a recogernos. Carmen, una pregunta.
Sí.
Could we say, would it be normal in Spanish to say, podemos pedirle que nos venga a recoger?
Sí.
And equally, could we say, le podemos pedir que venga a recogernos?
Sí.
So there's no preference. We have to stick
no.
with all of the ones
no,
when
no,
we're
no,
sticking
no.
The pronoun at the end of the infinitive.
Las dos son igual de correctas.
Ok, entonces podemos decir también, le podríamos pedir que nos viniera a recoger
sí.
y cambiar la posición
el tiempo
del,
y las posiciones
de los pronombres, ¿no?
Sí.
Podríamos pedirle que viniera a recogernos.
Sí.
Muchas posibilidades, ¿no?
Uh-huh. puedes elegir la que más te guste.
Oh, another subjunctive there. Puedes elegir la que más te guste.
Sí.
The one which pleases you most.
Exacto.
Whichever one that may well be. So, la que más te guste. La que más me gusta.
Sí, ¿cuál es?
Es le podríamos pedir que nos viniera a recoger.
Vale.
No sé por qué, no te puedo explicar, pero prefiero poner los pronombres
delante. Vale, muy bien, Mark.
Muy bien. Now, the fact that we've spent the final few moments of this episode, of our preview version of Coffee Break Spanish, season 4, episode 40, talking about the subjunctive is probably fairly expected, given the amount of discussion we've had about the subjunctive over the course of this season.
We love the subjunctive.
We do. And we don't want you to develop that whole subjunctivitis that you put it in everywhere. But of course, hopefully with the lessons that you've been following, you now know exactly when to use it in lots of different situations. And you've mastered the imperfect subjunctives as well. We very much hope that you have enjoyed listening to Coffee Break Spanish Season 4. We thank you for downloading the episodes,
sí,
for listening to them and for following the story. We hope you've enjoyed the story. Who knows? We may hear more of this story in the future, but we will be back sometime in the future with a Season 5. For all the information about Coffee Break Spanish, please head to coffeebreakspanish.com, where you'll be able to ask to be kept up to date with our developments, and you'll be the first to know about any future seasons and indeed the following adventures of Maria, Rory and Alejandro, and who knows who else. Finally, Carmen, muchísimas gracias por haber estado aquí con nosotros toda esta temporada.
Muchas gracias a vosotros. Y estoy muy contenta de haber estado aquí explicando la gramática, las expresiones y nada, cualquier pregunta, aquí estamos, chicos.
Pues un placer, como
gracias,
siempre.
Gracias, Juan, igualmente.
Y hasta la próxima.
Adiós.
This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.